want to read to you a story I found. In May 1950, I had a depressing experience of a visit to Dachau, the infamous concentration camp. Our guide had been one of the few who had survived. Knowing five languages, he had been used as an interpreter, and for his service, he received an extra piece of bread that enabled him to keep up his strength. It was a Sunday afternoon when he showed us around. Groups had already been there. Some had brought their lunch and thrown some of the scraps on the ground. Our guide noticed a piece of bread lying beside the road. He almost leaped to pick it up and held it up before our eyes as he told us in a quaking voice, "A piece of bread. Oh, how I hate to see even a crumb of it wasted. Precious bread. Only a man who is starving to death can know its value. This is the difference between life and death." If you remember nothing more today, as we celebrate the precious body and blood of Jesus, remember that story and its meaning. That's what's done here at Mass, is offering famished souls the difference between life and death. Today we close out our sort of festive season with another foundational truth of our faith. Last week we talked about and celebrated the gift of the Trinity, a gift that means specifically to us that we're invited to participate in the love between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And today we celebrate that second foundational truth, the gift of self that Jesus gives to us, where we become what we eat in the gift of the Eucharist. This week also, we start a three-year endeavor in the United States with something called the National Eucharistic Revival. And the bishops of the United States have started a three-year program. Well, it's not really a program, but it's going to be a series of celebrations that meant to help the people that have marginalized the importance of the gift of the Eucharist in their lives, and hopefully to let them see it and to bring them back here to church. Today starts the beginning of that, and the reason I'm bringing it up is that you're going to hear this over the next 3 years. You're going to hear about the National Eucharistic Revival if they have various events throughout the next 3 years. But that's not what I want to talk to you about today. I'm here because as I prepared for this week and was reading over the scriptures and contemplating what today meant, a question kept coming up in my mind. The question was, are you satisfied? And I sat and I prayed. It just kept coming. And I prayed, and I'm telling you, with my prayer, it was as if Jesus himself was saying to me, "Father Dennis, are you satisfied?" And so I ask all of you, are you satisfied? Are you satisfied with the way that your lives have gone? Are you satisfied with the decisions that you have made? Are you satisfied with the relationships that you have? Are you satisfied with your relationship with God? I know that's a lot of questions all, and I want to sort of bring it back to that very first one and just ask you all, are you satisfied? If your immediate answer is yes, then enjoy this Mass and the Eucharist in gratitude. If your immediate answer is no, or I'm not sure if I'm satisfied, I want you to welcome you in entering into the mystery of what the Eucharist is. The cause for the endeavor of the 3 years of the revival and for everything else has been on a concentration and that very disappointing and distressing Pew survey that was done a few years ago. that showed that only a third of the Catholics believe that the Eucharist is the real presence of Jesus. And to be honest with you, I am sick of hearing that. Because, first of all, I don't believe it. I believe that either they surveyed Catholics who never come to Mass, because you can call yourself a Catholic, as we know, and not believe a lot of the things in the Catholic Church and never come to Mass. Or they're asking people, the way they asked a question, people just didn't quite understand what they were asking them. Because I do not believe that one-third of you sitting here believe, are the only ones that believe in the real presence of Jesus. And in fact, when we did our study, that Disciple Maker Index we did in just the, at, I think it was the beginning of 2020, it was actually flipped. Of the nearly 800 parishioners that answered that question, 75% of them said that they strongly believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. So I don't want to dwell on only a third of the Catholic population believes in the real presence, because I don't believe that. I know that all of you sitting here don't believe that. And if there is someone sitting here that believes that, let me tell you, Jesus is really present in the Eucharist. He's present in the tabernacle now. He's present as we start Mass on the altar. He was present in the word that you heard proclaimed. He's present in me by the gift of the consecration. He's present in all of you in the celebration of the Mass. And I don't mean to rant and rave, but that's the truth, though that's it. What I'd rather dwell on is not do you believe in the real presence, but do you behave as if you believe in the real presence? Because that's just a question. Do you believe that Jesus is present in the Eucharist, yes or no? But that's not what we're called to do. We're called to behave as if he's really present, which means that we are called to be changed from the inside out by the gift of the Eucharist. That we are called to be different every time we leave here. For us, the Eucharist is not a battery charger where we get excited and get all of them, and then we go back and we go out and we're the same person we walked out the door. The Eucharist is a change agent for us. So that every time you come and receive, you're supposed to leave a little bit better than when you walked in the door. So the challenge of the Eucharist to us is not that we believe it, just believe it, but that we behave as if Jesus is really present in the Eucharist. Because then when you consume him, can you really act the same way again? It's funny, as I was reading different preparations for this, I was looking and I saw one that made me kind of laugh. It said at the end that we should ask you this question: how can you make an extra effort this week to revere the Eucharist? How can you make an extra effort this week to revere the Eucharist? I kind of laughed at that, because sometimes we've gotten so like we don't want to offend people about the faith so much that we want to say, okay, just do this for the day, or how about for the week, or just try this a little bit. We give you such milquetoast questions. The Eucharist is to change you, not for a week. You're not supposed to revere the Eucharist more for a week. You're supposed to do it every day, every week, every month of your life. And if all you're going to do is change how you feel for a week, then the heck with it. Then you don't believe and behave as if the real presence is in the Mass and the Eucharist that we do. We're called to change every day, not just do something special because it's the Feast of Corpus Christi. I want you to contemplate not the gift of the Eucharist that Jesus gave to us, but what do you have to offer in return for such a great gift that you have received? What can you offer for the great gift that Jesus gives us in the Eucharist? But before you can answer that question, I want to go back to my original question, because that's the first question you need to answer. Are you satisfied? Is the Eucharist enough for you to change your life? Is it enough for you to come week after week, receive communion, and be changed? Because before we can offer it back to somebody or do something, we must have the peace of Christ in our hearts. And that comes with frequent reception of the Eucharist. So if your answer to the question was, no, I'm not sure I'm satisfied yet with life or whatever, come to the Eucharist again and again and again, and receive it again and again and again. And every time you do, remember that's Jesus himself. He's coming to you unconditionally. He doesn't ask you anything. He doesn't grill you. He just comes to you and he changes you from how you are. When you get that peace of Christ, then you'll be able to offer the gift back. We are to behave as if there's a real presence, not just believe it. The gift of the Eucharist is not something, like I said, just to believe in. The gift of the Eucharist is the difference between life and death. And we should behave accordingly, not just for a week, but every day of our lives.